Ajax like the announcement, Alan Smith will be for questions of the day's paper on Tuesday, January 23rd. So, front page paper today, City can I play a waiting game on M&S side's future. As is Aberdeen City Council planning, chiefs must be proactive in helping find a new use for the iconic Marquis store on St Nicholas Street, a retail expert has said. Marquis last week announced it will close the flagship branch in the city centre and expand its Union Square store as part of a £15 million revamp. It has raised questions over if it will become a St Nicholas Street building when the retail giant closes the doors at some point next year. Andrew Turnbull, a senior lecturer in retail and marketing at Robert Gordon University, warned planning officials cannot simply wait for the opportunistic retail entrepreneur to appear for the wings. Although the local authority does not own the building, he believes council bosses have a key part to play in making sure the Marquis site does not suffer the same fate as the old John Lewis store on George Street. Mr. Turnbull said they must offer support and encouragement, they must be proactive. The regular and ongoing change that is the hallmark of today's retail environment must be understood and nurtured if Aberdeen is to be ahead of the game, not trailing behind in the doldrums. So, well, I think that's wise words and, you know, pretty common sense. I would say they'll need to get going with Aberdeen involved and make sure that it gets put to good use right for the off and they left to sit empty for any length of time, so it'll just be a disaster. I mean, where am I going to get my socks for now? This is a burning question. Now, here's a story, couldn't really mark this up, but a mum is paying for a flat with no lavvy for over a month. So, an Aberdeen mum has been left without a lavvy, a shower and sink for more than a month following a council repair blunder. Workers removed the essentials for Carolina Osinska's Briarfield Terrace flat to fix the damage caused by a leak for the property upstairs. This was in August. At the time, she argued the room was unusable and unsafe for herself and her three kids. So Carolina decided to leave the Cornhill flat and moved in where her mother had seated. After 12 months of back and forth with the council, workers were finally drafted in to repair the mess, but forgot to install the lavvy, the sink and the shower. Well, as you do. More than a month after the council said it would resolve the issue as a matter of urgency, nothing has been done. While the repair saga continues, Carolina will keep bidding for properties in the hope she can move out of the troubled flat. She thought her issues were coming to an end as a housing association recently offered her a property, but the proposal was later rejected as she still has the council tenancy. Although she buys with her mum, she's still officially registered as a council tenant. If she gives up the council flat, she marks herself intentionally homeless and no further housing applications could be considered. She says she said no contact with the council and no further action has been taken to fix the lavvy. So, well, I'm not joking, yeah. I need the brightest spark some of these council lads, but you know, even some of them surely have noticed that they'd forgotten to put in the lavvy in the sink and the shower. I mean, how do they wash their hands when they're in their fly cup? Or one of their fly cups. And as they were humming their favourite song, Right Said Fred, so we had a cup of tea, because we was getting naway. Right up my street now, a Cantona will sing his own songs at Music Hall. So Manchester United legend Eric Cantona may be best known for his skills on the pitch, but the football legend will visit the Granite City later this year to wow with his singing voice. The retired sportsman will play Aberdeen's Music Hall on April the 13th. It comes after the former French international released his new rock EP, I'll Make My Own Heaven, in October. The album contains four tracks, The Friends We Lost, Tu Me Diras, and that means You Will Tell Me, I'll Mark My Own Heaven and Je Veux, I Want. So good job, I was excelled at French at school, as you can see. The Granite City gig date comes as part of a UK and Ireland-wide tour which will showcase the songs written by the former Old Trafford star. Tickets can be bought for the Aberdeen show through gigs in Scotland. They will be available for Friday at 10 o'clock. Cantona will also be playing Glasgow, Newcastle, London and Manchester. He says the music has always been very important to him. He said, it's always been a part of my life. I've always had music playing. Why start today? Well, so many years later, simply because I had lacked the time before. During lockdown, I finally managed to give the guitar a serious go. So, well, that sounds pretty good. I'll maybe hear listen to some of the songs on Spotify and see if it like that. But again, if it's a tenth as good a player as he was, they'll be excellent. So, very good. I think if he's coming to Music Hall, definitely worth a look. I mean, what have you got to lose? Je ne suis Ken. I don't know Ken. Now here's an armed raider. If I was thwarted by father and son, is Giles. So have a carry on. It says, father and son tackled a masked knife-wielding intruder for enter their home, a court has heard. Aberdeen Sheriff Court Scott Murray admitted breaking into the Port Leffin home of a 69-year-old couple to steal their car keys. Thankfully, their son was at home and with his dad, and using a baseball bat and a wooden ornament, they were able to disarm Murray, who was arrested. Fiscal Deputy Jane Spark told the Crown Court that at 9 o'clock on January 31st, 2022, the Port Leffin couple were watching TV when they saw the door to their kitchen was open. And the wifey turned and saw a man in the doorway, his face covered by a snood, only showing his een. When she shouted, "Fire you and fit your dean in my house," Murray made no reply and began walking towards the couple as he removed a knife from his sheath. The man shouted at his wife to go and get their son, for had arrived to see his father grappling with Murray. The wifey called 999 while her husband and son attempted to corner the accused within the room. The man then armed himself with a baseball bat and the son picked up a wooden ornament. Definitely come into wrong who's here now because he's a baseball bat at home. Murray picked up a dining chair and threw it at the man, striking him on the wrist before throwing the knife at the son, striking him on the thigh but without injury. The two men managed to restrain the now unarmed Murray until the boobies arrived. As he was charged, Murray said, "I never touched them. I'm the Ian walking out with bruises." Oh, well, that's a fair comment. In the dock, Murray admitted housebreaking with intent to rob. Anyway, then end of the things, he'd a hell of other things to be taken into consideration, and he got 3 years and 2 months in jail. What an absolute numpty, but well, good on the money and the loon for, giving him maybe a bit of a tap with the baseball bat. Now, here's a ranking primary performances. So this is primary schools rankings across the north of Scotland, according to the P&J, the schools are scored out to 40 based on the proportion of children in Primary 1, Primary 4 and Primary 7 meeting expected curriculum levels for reading, writing, numeracy and listening and speaking. So in Aberdeen, topians was Melktimer and Cult. Well, no surprises there. And the other in the top 10 was Ashley Road, Middleton Park, St Joseph's Roman Catholic, Seaton, Four Hill, Dainston, Cooter and Airy Hall. So, West End, can I imagine. The bottom means was Manor Park, Woodside, Tullis, Sunnybank and Kitty Brewster. So, up the other side of town. And in Aberdeenshire, the top means was Redmire, Brackadon School, I can't remember what that is, Achenblay, God almighty, Achenblay, top. Methlick, Marykirk, Bunkry, Money Musk, Lair Hillock, Gordon and Elric School, so a big range here. And the bottom means Sandhaven, Peterhead, Dales, Park School, Newport Sligo, and Fraserburgh. So apart from neck of the woods, nice and good. But and then I see they mention my beloved Torfans School in here. It would have probably been in the top echelons when I was there for sure, but maybe things have slipped back a bit since I left. But anyway, well done to that as well. Well, you know, a wee puckly there, I got 100%, so excellent stuff, well done. Although, I wouldn't read too much into the primary one things, because I always think that'd be a pretty cushy number at primary ones. I mean, did that came up like anything, did we? You could really tell them anything. And I'll just finish up with sport as normal. In the back page of paper today is Paul Vara targeting another cup run. So Dante Paul Vara believes Aberdeen have shown they have a big club mentality after getting back on the Scottish Cup road to Hampden. The Dons made a winning return to competition on Friday as they beat League 2 strugglers Clyde 2-0 at New Douglas Park. So a good thrashing handed out there to Clyde. You know, he says obviously eradicating the painful memories of losing to Darvel last season. So he could only gain one wife there. So here's hoping they have a decent run and you know, can maybe even sneak, you know, get back to that final fast to say the kind of. So come on, Aberdeen. No, that's me done for today now. It's a wee puckly story of today's Pressing Journal on 23rd of January 2024. A very grey, murky kind of day. Not much daylight of other day and kind of drizzling stuff about 11 o'clock onwards, and we're back into another storm now. We just finished a storm yesterday and until another day tonight, so we're about to get Storm Jocelyn, I think. Tonight can be a hell of a whinny and hell of a rain, so it just seems to be never ending, I think, since we've started getting our storms. Names, they'll just be worse than ever. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure and tell a pal about it, and you can follow us on Spotify, where you'll never miss an episode, and you'll have days and days of all episodes to listen to. You can have your mobile for any length of time. If you can do that, it would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Doodaloo.